Maryland's Board of Public Works plans to vote tomorrow on more than $672 million in budget cuts. As WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the proposal affects nearly every part of state government.
Governor Larry Hogan called for the cuts to deal with a massive drop in revenues caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Patrick Moran, president of the Maryland branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says now is the wrong time to cut state jobs and pay.
You're not going to be able to continue to provide services at a level that people in Maryland are accustomed to if you continue to cut the personnel that are providing essential services during a pandemic.
Several labor leaders and elected officials have called the cuts premature. They say Congress could approve more state aid. Together with other actions, like the sale of some state-owned aircraft, the Hogan administration hopes to come up with nearly $1.5 billion in savings. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.